In Iraq, Shiite militiamen, loyal to anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, seized control of the southern city of Amara for a while today after a night and a day of fighting with local police. The Iraqi government and Sadr's group rushed emergency delegations to the city Friday, and a curfew was imposed. Sadr's militiamen have reportedly withdrawn, and Amara is now described as calm but tense. NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports from Baghdad.
Television images showed men wearing black masks firing into the air in the streets of Amara. Behind them, local police stations were smouldering and black smoke filled the sky. The fighting between Sadr's militia and local police was sparked by the killing earlier this week of a local intelligence chief. He was said to belong to a rival militia which has largely infiltrated police ranks in the region. After the killing, police in Amara arrested the local head of the Sadr militia, prompting the Shiite gunmen to take to the streets. Gun battles raged throughout the city late Thursday, leaving at least 9 people dead. This morning, Sadr's militia moved in strength, burning down police stations, freeing prisoners and ordering Amara residents to remain indoors. The police retreated. The British Army, which is responsible for the area, says it has a unit on standby should the Iraqi government request help, but otherwise won't get involved. A British spokesman told reporters Friday 10 policemen and 15 militiamen were killed in the fighting. Late today, Sadr's representatives in Amara ordered their militiamen to abandon the checkpoints they'd set up and return to their homes. Reports say the streets of Amara are now largely deserted, but tensions remain high. The flare-up came just 2 days after Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki went to the Shiite holy city of Najaf and met with Muqtada al-Sadr. The two are allies in government, but Maliki is under pressure from the US military and Sunni leaders to crack down on militias like Sadr's. He also has to keep his mainly Shiite coalition together. Earlier this week, Maliki ordered the release of a Sadr aide who'd been detained by US forces on suspicion of leading death squads in a district of Baghdad. Sadr's militia seems to operate in some areas of Iraq and across Baghdad largely unchecked. Since the beginning of this year, the US military has said reining in sectarian militias was crucial to restoring security and calm to Iraq. 10 months later, the militias only seem to have become even more powerful. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.